This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Colorado's unemployment rate held steady at 3.3% last month. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports on the latest data from the state's Labor Department.
The unemployment rate has been ticking upward this year, but it's still pretty low by historical standards. At the same time, it's been harder to get a good feel for how many jobs Colorado is adding on a monthly basis. Those figures have been volatile and are often revised. In November, Colorado lost 700 jobs. In recent months, job losses have been concentrated in the private sector, while the government is adding jobs. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Historic sites around southern Colorado are being recognized for innovative work showing how preservation can help provide solutions for today's challenges. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
Fuel and Iron Food Hall in Pueblo, Emergent Campus in Florence, and East Street School in Trinidad are among the recipients of this year's Stephen H. Hart Awards from History Colorado. These three current projects are housed in renovated buildings with historical significance. The uses include learning and job opportunities in technology and food services, and also affordable housing for artists and workers. In Pueblo, Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
And for more Colorado news, come to CPR.org. In Denver tonight, mostly cloudy, a slight chance for snow, lows around 20. In Vail, a chance for snow and a low around 1. It's 7:06.